eyes to be open.
Asking for our eyes to be open.
Our ears to hear.
Our ears to hear.
And our spirit to perceive.
And our spirit to perceive.
You're really on our case.
You're really on our case.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is part of that book, Getting Rid of Your Sin Nature. Okay? And it's the circumcision of the heart. And the beginning of this that I thought made some sense. There's a lot of material on here. But for a lesson to really ask God to do this surgery, which he's more than capable of doing. Mm-hmm. Okay? Circumcision of the heart is in Jeremiah 4:4. He says loud and clear, circumcise yourself to the Lord and take away the heart. Ye men of Judah. Can't be any clearer than that, okay? But it's a prophetic word. Deuteronomy 10:16 says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked.
Deuteronomy what?
Deuteronomy 10:16.
Thank you.
Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6 says, God will circumcise your heart, and the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. So that's a real powerful one. I thought this was really super, super sweet. Romans 2:28. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, meaning the law, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So that, I thought that, okay, Lord, I got this one. I pray that I understand it. Thus, in the Old Testament, men are first commanded to circumcise the flesh of their natural foreskin. Later, they are commanded to circumcise the foreskin of their hearts. And one other time, God said he would circumcise their hearts. So this is a work that's done by God and not by you. But if you don't ask, it won't happen.
Right.
It's like anything else, okay? Note the difference between our circumcision of our own heart and the fact that God said that he would circumcise us. In the New Testament, emphasis only on circumcision of the heart, which is a spiritual experience. This is in complete harmony with God ordering the things that is first the natural, then the spiritual. So you can't miss. It's the same cycle. 1 Corinthians 15:46. Howbeit, although that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. He goes on to do a lot of other pieces, but I want to go forward to talk about where he wants us to really start looking about the eternal covenant. Now, I'm skipping over quite a bit. Perhaps we should also point out that the Abrahamic covenant was an everlasting covenant, okay, between God and Abraham and his descendants. The covenant with Noah, which was also everlasting, was between God and Noah and all of his descendants, that is everyone who lived since the flood. Many people erroneously think that God's covenant started with Moses. But Moses came about 500 years after Abraham, which is kind of cool. As Christians, we know that the law of Moses has passed away. The Old Testament was replaced by the New Testament. But the Abrahamic covenant stood long before Moses and stands long after Moses as well. The passage that refers to the passing away do not refer to God's covenant with Abraham. It is everlasting, and it applies to you and me. Galatians 3:29. And if we be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The final portion of the continuous revelation of the Abrahamic covenant follows. And it's a token of the covenant. Genesis 17, verses 10 through 13. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must need be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant, which is kind of cool. So it also tells you that, you know, the people that they brought in were blessed. And they were transformed in an awesome way. Now, circumcision of the flesh. To the Jewish male, separating and dividing the foreskin of the flesh produced circumcision, which Jews believe brings perfection. The Jews believe that it brings perfection. It makes the male a Bene Brit, capital B-E-N-E, capital B-R-I-T, or a son of the covenant. This is also spelled Bene, B-E-N-N-E, Brit, B-R-I-T-H, or Bene Brit. However, flesh circumcision is only a token of this covenant, not the real circumcision, which is the circumcision of the foreskin of the heart. So that's telling you there's another level. There's a place higher that he wants us to go to. Circumcision of the heart. This separation and division of the foreskin of the heart of a Christian during the circumcision of Christ will produce a perfect Christian. It will produce a perfect Christian. Be ye perfect, for your heavenly Father is. You got it. That will make the Christian a Ben Elion, a manifest son of the Most High God. So that message is for John Becker. Okay? That will make the Christian a Ben Elion, a manifest son of the Most High God. Ben means son. El Elyon is the name and nature of the Most High God. Ben El Elyon, it has a nice ring to it, he breaks down. The next level speaks about the Jewish rituals, which I won't go into, but I want to take you now more or less towards the back of the book, because my press is to show you that this is something that God wants to do, but he won't do until you submit. The submission is needed. And recognizing that you can't do this to yourself, which is, again, it's a work of the Holy Spirit, And Holy Spirit is going to do his good work the way he wants it done, not necessarily the way you think it should be done. Okay? Circumcise or put off, mortify or put away and cut off. The candidate mortifies or kills the members of his or her own foreskin of the heart, mentally reciting the list. Are you ready? Colossians 3:5. Colossians 3:5 is what is going to help there. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. But now ye also put off all these. These are the things you put off: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Ephesians 4, verse 22 to 31. That ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man which is corrupt according to its deceitful lusts. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and ye that ye put on the new man, which are after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So the first level you take off, the second level you put it on. Putting away lying, speaking every man's truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Again, these are all things you need to eliminate. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and every and evil speaking be put away from you with its malice. The list of members of the foreskin of the heart, compiled from Colossians 3 and Ephesians 4, follow. Soon our God will restore his energy so you can cut them off, put them off, circumcise them, keep trying, because the time is at hand for you to succeed with our God's energy. And of course, anger, bitterness, blasphemy, clamor, corrupt communication, covetousness, evil concupiscence, evil speaking, filthy communication, fornication, inordinate affections, lying, malice, the old man, stealing, uncleanness, and wrath. Notice that the believer receiver candidate, not Christ, puts off circumcision, the item in this list, but that is impossible without the energy or the operation of God. So you need God to do this work. You're not going to do it on your own. The candidate identifies with the energy operation of God, Colossians 2:12, and receives that this supernatural energy is circumcising the foreskin of the heart, Colossians 2:13. So now, take a deep breath. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm catching on. The candidate believes by faith that the supernatural energy of God has been successful in removing the foreskin of the heart, and that the candidate is now quickened, made alive, by that same power that causes the resurrection of Jesus. So it's a precursor to resurrection. Mm. The believer-receiver candidate enters a new world believing that the ordinance which were written against him or her were nailed to the cross. See, that's something we've done, but this is a that judgment by others regarding the law is not allowed. That angels are to be used, not worshipped. That the affections of the candidate is transferred from the world to things above. Again, the affections of the candidate is transferred from the world to things above. Colossians 2:14. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and it took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Confirmed, right? Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon, the Sabbath days. Verse 18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding in those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Colossians 3, 2 and 3. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now here's what you're going to put on instead of removing. So this is the, okay? The believer-receiver candidate puts on or clothes himself or herself with the following list of good things. So here comes the yummy stuff. Colossians 3:10 verses up to verse 17. We have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythians, bonds nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, with an S, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, so that which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whoever in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Ephesians 4:24. And that ye put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Here is the list of good things compiled for you from the above scripture, that you will put on after you first put off all the things in the put-off list through the circumcision of Christ, The circumcision of the heart, when our God restores his energy. Admonishing, bowels of mercies, charity or agape love, ethnic equality, faith, forbearing, forgiving, humbleness of mind, kindness, knowledge, long-suffering, meekness, name of the Lord Jesus, new man, peace, psalms and hymns, singing with grace, social equality, spiritual songs, teachings, thankful, wisdom, word of Christ. Got the list? This is the circumcision of Christ, by which the foreskin of the heart is circumcised. You will never be the same. You are going to amount to something. Say that with me. I will never be the same.
I will never be the same.
And I will amount to something.
And I will amount to something.
So now, how does that relate to what God is doing? Last night, he had a little bit of fun with me. I'm listening to Robin Bullock, and as he was teaching, which I don't remember which, I listened to two, so I don't know which one it was. And all of a sudden, I could feel the anointing. And not all the time does it work in this manner, but last night it did. And I could feel it right over my head. I could feel it, and it was just like electrical impulse, especially on top of my head. And I heard, pause the computer. So I paused the computer. And I lifted my hands and I began to worship in the Spirit. I was praying and I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you're doing, but I know you're here. I know you're here. I know you're here, Lord. And the more I prayed, the more that it was getting stronger and I can feel it again. So it was just moving. It was moving inside. It was moving down inside my inner man. And it was traveling from my head all the way down. And as it continued, I heard, I am cutting away, 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 my son. You are going to be different. I heard your prayers and I will see you free. Trust me. See, I am faithful. My next move was the bread and wine that I had prepared, because I was supposed to take communion with. They give me 15 in the morning, but I never got to it because of all the other circumstances, so I was taking it last night. So that was my communion last night. Then he told me to go to another scripture. But I did write it down, and I was just in an awesome space for this communion. And of course, the communion did bring up Sonia Sotomayor again, loud and clear. Somebody's got to intercede for her so that she will be obedient. And all I can say is, you know, when he said, I am cutting away, it was 6 or 7 times that it came loud. Okay, and I knew it. So, here's my prayer. If you will lift your hands and close your eyes, say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
we're jealous.
We're jealous. We're jealous.
We want more of you.
We want more of you.
And we definitely want to get rid of the old garbage.
We definitely want to get rid of the old garbage.
The list is pretty long, Lord.
The list is pretty long, Lord.
I don't need to say it out loud.
I don't need to say it out loud.
But you know what's left in there.
But you know what's left in there.
And it should have never came in, but I inherited.
I should have never came in, but I inherited.
I came from my fathers. And grandfathers. Mothers and grandmothers. Father, forgive them. Set them free. They did the best they could. With what they knew at the time. But I apply the blood of Jesus. Right now. To their very lives. Wherever they are.
Touch them.
Set them free.
From any judgment on my part.
And hold no sin against them. And Holy Spirit. I want you to cut away. All of those things. That I want to get rid of. It's between me and you, Lord. And I'm asking now for the grace. To receive the blessings. That you will deposit in me. So that I will complete the journey. That you've given me to do. In this realm. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And by your stripes, these ears were healed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hola nana hi shakia teya. Hora baba sikiera ternia ternia teata.
Sirikiko sokokora teta. Kiera baka teri sokoria rato siki.
He has done great things for me. He has done great things for me. He has done great things for me, bless his holy name. He will fill me with his love. He will fill me with his love. He will fill me with his love. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
An infant. Looking from the side. From the side profile. Yeah. It's a baby. Wrapped up.
Yes.
It does. That's awesome.
Well, this is the boy that changed the earth.
It also represents the infancy of our heart.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. You see, when Jesus was release his spirit to his Father, and he gave up the ghost or the spirit, one of the Roman guards made sure that he was dead. And when he punctured his side, that foreskin of the heart was ripped open. Blood and water came out, which is confirming the circumcision of that piece of skin that literally enfolds the heart.
The living water.
Yes, the living water came out, and so did the blood.
Yes.
So we declare this to be your flesh, Lord Jesus. And we believe that you have a plan for not just us, but all those that we hold in our hearts. I declare this to be the flesh of my Savior Jesus. And this is the cup of your salvation, Holy Spirit. You are the author and you are the finisher of this communion. And I'm believing that what's in the cup is what cleansed the world's sin. And right now, the sin of the world is pretty heavy. And I take this for all those that are being pressured by the dark forces in the earth and the political systems that are being pressured to do wrong things to our people. I ask that you would just pour out your mercy upon the body of Christ and the churches would come alive and begin to prepare for the revelation and the recreation of the church as it was designed by you, Lord, in Jesus' name. The second piece I take for our president, who was duly elected, and that you will have your way with him, in Jesus' name.